Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other topics, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Whether you're a Bitcoin enthusiast, believe it's a scam, or aren't sure what to think about cryptocurrency, I think it's wise to learn more about it. The idea of cryptocurrency has existed for about 40 years, but it became a reality in 2009 when the first Bitcoin was created. This podcast will review Bitcoin's history, an upcoming event known as the halving, which may have already occurred by the time you hear this show, and why the cryptocurrency is controversial. Hey friends, thanks for joining me this week. I'm Laura Adams, an author, spokesperson, and money speaker who's been hosting the Money Girl podcast since 2008 with over 42 million downloads. I'm also the founder of The Money Stack, a weekly newsletter and community helping you build your bank account on your terms. It includes each week's podcast, a whole lot of money tips, tools, financial news, things I enjoy, invitations to live educational events, and video replays. So I would love for you to sign up for free at lauradadams.com. And by the way, when you sign up, you automatically get a free gift. It's my Money Success Toolkit, which includes a financial planning workbook and my personal financial statement calculator to assess your financial situation, set goals, and track your wealth. And by the way, if you have a money question or comment, you can always leave them using our voicemail line, which is 302-364-0308. And you can email me using my contact page at lauradadams.com. I look forward to hearing from you. All right, so let's talk about the history of Bitcoin. Well, let me start with giving you some highlights in Bitcoin's history. It goes all the way back to 1983 when David Chaum, an American cryptographer who was known as the godfather of cryptocurrency, published a concept for anonymous electronic money called eCash. His company, DigiCash, created eCash, but it failed to attract enough users, so it filed for bankruptcy in 1998. So that was really the beginning of cryptocurrency, but it wasn't until 2009 when Bitcoin was created, becoming the first truly decentralized cryptocurrency. Then on May 22nd, 2010, which is known as Bitcoin Pizza Day, Laszlo Hanyex paid 10,000 Bitcoin for two Papa John's pizzas delivered to him. At Bitcoin's peak pricing earlier in 2024, those pizzas would have cost more than $689 million. In 2013, Bitcoin was named the year's best investment by Forbes. Then in 2014, Bitcoin was called the year's worst investment by Bloomberg. In October 2021, the Securities and Exchange Commission approved ProShares Bitcoin Strategy, which is the first U.S. Bitcoin futures exchange-traded fund. And in January 2024, the Securities and Exchange Commission approved the first spot Bitcoin ETFs. So Bitcoin was the first cryptocurrency, and it's now the most well-known and valuable coin. Its creator was a computer programmer, or a group of them, using the pseudonym Satoshi Nakamoto. He, or they, published a white paper in 2008 revealing the blockchain system that supports Bitcoin. And I'll explain more about blockchains in just a moment. But Nakamoto's identity has never been verified. So to understand Bitcoin, you really need to grasp the concept of a blockchain. You might think about it as open source software that's a digital ledger of transactions, and the ledger is distributed across a vast network of computers which secure it. There are many public and private blockchains that are used by companies and other cryptocurrencies besides Bitcoin. And the Bitcoin blockchain is made up of blocks, which are a group of Bitcoin transactions. Each block creates an unbroken link on the public chain. So every block of data gets linked to previous blocks through cryptography, hence the name cryptocurrency. You can see the Bitcoin blockchain in action as new transactions and blocks get recorded in real time at blockchain.com/explorer. So after releasing the Bitcoin white paper, Satoshi Nakamoto summarized how Bitcoin would get created. And I'll explain who makes the coin in a moment. But Bitcoin has no central authority, no server, storage, or administrator. It is a distributed peer-to-peer network that exists to legitimize transactions on the Bitcoin blockchain. Nakamoto wrote that total circulation would be 21 million Bitcoins, with the amount created cut in half every 4 years. And that's known as the halving, which I'm going to explain in just a moment. It's also called the halvening, which is kind of a combination of having and happening. The 21 million cap and distribution schedule is part of the Bitcoin code, which experts say can never be increased. Bitcoin's schedule is 10.5 million coins created in the first 4 years, 5.25 million the next 4 years, 2.625 million the next four, and so on, never to exceed a total of 21 million. So far, just over 19.7 million Bitcoins have been created, leaving just 1.3 million more to come. So the limited supply of Bitcoin differentiates it from other cryptocurrencies and also from state-issued currencies like the U.S. dollar. Our Federal Reserve can add or remove dollars from circulation as needed in response to economic conditions, potentially devaluing our currency. For better or worse, Bitcoin supply and the creation schedule is permanent, and it's shared across its network. Changing it would require an unfathomable amount of agreement and coordination across a massive Bitcoin community. The 21 million cap makes Bitcoin scarce compared to regular currency and other cryptocurrencies, adding to its appeal for many investors, including me. I own a small amount of Bitcoin relative to my total portfolio, but I only recommend investing in Bitcoin or any cryptocurrency if you genuinely understand it and you can withstand the risks of losing some or all its value. Crypto can be extremely volatile, literally from minute to minute, so it is not an investment to take lightly. And I'll put some resources in the show notes for places where you can learn more about Bitcoin and even purchase it. You can actually purchase just a few dollars of it on exchanges like Coinbase and Binance. And there are also platforms that allow you to purchase Bitcoin and other cryptocurrency in retirement accounts. So again, go to the show notes and you'll see some links to those resources.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
So how is Bitcoin created? Well, you may have heard of Bitcoin miners. These are the people and the companies who are actually creating Bitcoin. Mining is simply a validation process that happens using software on specialized, very high-powered computers. So the miners' computers all rush to solve a cryptographic mathematical puzzle, and the first one to solve it gets rewarded in Bitcoin for creating a block, which then gets added to the blockchain. Once those new transactions are officially entered into the blockchain, new Bitcoins go into circulation. So mining refers to the computational work that's done to validate data contained in blocks. So you can kind of think of miners like Bitcoin auditors. So to sum up, new Bitcoins enter circulation as block rewards for the miners who verify and add them to the blockchain. Mining can be very lucrative, but it also comes with a lot of expenses. Let me give you an example. On March 8, 2024, Bitcoin's price topped $70,000, and it actually closed the day at $68,285. The mining reward at that time was 6.25 Bitcoin, or $426,781,000. So close to $500,000 was the reward simply for verifying one block. Now, I mentioned that the Bitcoin halving is when its production gets cut in half roughly every 4 years. And it actually happens each time another 210,000 blocks get added to the blockchain. And so it's happened three times since 2009 when Bitcoin was created. But the halving also means that the reward for the miners is cut 50%. When Bitcoin began, mining one block earned 50 Bitcoin. In 2012, it was cut to 25 Bitcoin, and in 2016, down to 12.5 Bitcoin. And as I'm recording, the last halving occurred on May 11, 2020, reducing the mining reward to 6.25 Bitcoin. And this year's halving, which may have already occurred by the time you hear this, it's set to happen around April 20, that will cut the mining reward again down to 3.125 Bitcoin. So at the current pace of Bitcoin distribution, it's estimated that around the year 2140, coins will no longer be created. And at that time, only transaction fees paid by the users of the network will be the incentive to participate in Bitcoin's network. You might feel like Bitcoin is controversial, and Nakamoto left clues that he or they created Bitcoin for political reasons. I think that makes it a bit controversial simply inherently. The first Bitcoin block features the headline of a newspaper article. It says, "The Times, January 3rd, 2009, Chancellor on brink of second bailout for banks." So many people interpret that statement inside the block as a sign that Nakamoto believed Bitcoin could potentially reduce government's power over monetary policy, including bank bailouts. Some Bitcoin enthusiasts believe it will become a global reserve currency, and the United States is taking initial steps to explore using cryptocurrency. In March 2022, President Biden signed an executive order to examine the regulation of digital assets and consider a United States Central Bank Digital Currency, or CBDC, which would be a digital version of the dollar. While some countries, notably China, have banned cryptocurrency mining and trading, many countries fully embrace it. Bitcoin is also controversial for its massive electric power usage and the relationship to climate change. The University of Cambridge publishes the Cambridge Bitcoin Electricity Consumption Index, which estimates the greenhouse gas emissions related to Bitcoin. It found that crypto mining is responsible for 0.1% of global greenhouse gas emissions. So at just 15 years old, Bitcoin has quite a rich history and likely a long future ahead of it. I hope this has been helpful. If maybe you've been thinking about buying Bitcoin or just unsure what it is, if you have questions about Bitcoin, let me know. I'd love to hear from you. If you're enjoying Money Girl, please rate and review the show in your podcast app to let us know you're getting value from each weekly episode. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life. Money Girl is a quick and dirty tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg. Our director of podcast is Brandon Gaitchus. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchins. Our advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our marketing and publicity associate is Davina Tomlin. And our marketing assistant is Cameron Lacey.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.